An election has been stolen in Mexico, just like in Florida and Ohio here in the United States. This time, however, the outcome will be different. A stolen election may give rise to revolution, as the true winner, former Mexico City Mayor Obrador, calls voters into the streets to do what should have been done in Florida and should have been done in Ohio, to come out and fight for the right to have their votes counted. It is well known that computers in many precincts in Mexico were programmed to spit out tally sheets showing a slight edge for Calderon, no matter what was on the actual ballots. The count of the election to date has consisted only of counting the tally sheets and their indicated results, not of opening the attached pallets of ballots and counting every vote. Until the votes are counted, Calderon's claim of victory rings hollow. And let's not forget, Obrador represents the poor, who are the majority in Mexico, while Calderon represents the rich and a free trade pro-NAFTA agenda. Obrador would withdraw from NAFTA. Calderon would sign more free trade treaties. Because of this, there has been interference from the United States, help from Dick Morris, former Bill Clinton campaign strategist in designing attack ads aimed at Obrador, and who knows what else. Now is the time, here in the United States, to remember Florida, remember Ohio, and stand with the people of Mexico as they contest this stolen election and fight for the right to have their votes counted. As protesters gather in Mexico City, we should hang our heads in shame for Florida and Ohio and the mobilizations that failed to materialize. Down with NAFTA, down with Bush, down with free trade, victory to Obrador!